Coming up, I'm going to share with you what most people get wrong about passive income, and then what is motivating employees to stay put, and a strong jobs report, and you know I'm going to coach you up, so let's get to it. Coaching you so that you have a competitive edge to win at work and in life. That means making more money and experiencing more meaning in your work. Excited that you're here today. So let's take on a very tempting topic. Just the very idea of this topic gets people a little excited. Passive income is the phrase. Oh, yeah. I mean, who doesn't get a little warm, fuzzy feeling in their chest when you start talking about passive income? Who wouldn't want passive income? What are we talking about? What is passive income? Well, we're going to break that down. But what a lot of people just immediately equate as a definition to the phrase passive income is, well, I'm making mailbox money, baby. I'm getting paid while I'm sleeping, right? The idea that you have reoccurring revenue. And it is reoccurring because of the work, the infrastructure, the demand, all of that comes together. And essentially, one way of looking at it is certainly real estate, stocks and financial investments, or a product that's selling. So, I mean, you have different categories of what we'd call passive income, meaning you're not actively doing something physically and then exchanging product or service for actual labor. It's just kind of occurring. So I'll give an example for me, passive income. If somebody's buying one of my books or, Proximity Principle from Paycheck to Purpose or the Get Clear Assessment. That's one way, you know, it's like, hey, I slept last night, I slept good. And people bought that assessment and I wasn't out there going, hey, I wasn't on QVC, which by the way, if QVC wants me to come on, I'll be happy to be there. But I wasn't, you know, physically hawking something. So that's a form of passive income. Of course, we mentioned real estate. You know, you buy real estate and kind of sits there, you know, whether you maybe you're getting rental income or you're just kind of holding on to the property. Eventually you turn it, flip it, that kind of thing. And then of course, you know, your stock market, your 401ks, your Roth IRA, as it relates to mutual funds, that's what Ramsey Solutions would recommend as it relates to passive financial investments. Now, so we all hear this, we go, well, who wouldn't want this, right? And as a result, because it is so tempting, because it is so pleasing, there are a whole lot of shysters and charlatans out there who are on social media now. They've always been on, you know, in late night television or buying editorials in newspapers, but now social media, they're everywhere. Hey, you want passive income? I can show you how to do it. 90 days, 60 days, 30 days. You know, it's all this kind of nonsense. And here's the temptation, is that when you hear passive income, you forget that true passive income is a result of massive effort. So let's take investing. So massive discipline. You know, if you're investing 15% of your income, which is what we recommend here at Ramsey Solutions, once you're out of debt, again, that's massive discipline. To do what we did in our team, I'll tell you right now, folks, I worked for 2.5 years on the Get Clear Career Assessment. By the way, I just found out it was the number one selling product at RamseySolutions.com last month. That's awesome. I'm super excited about that. That is a form of passive income. But what you don't see is the massive amount of effort. We're talking hundreds and hundreds of hours. Not just of my time. Designers, programmers, writers. You know, I personally worked on it hundreds and hundreds of hours over 2 years to create that assessment. Well, so now you could say, well, it's a form of passive income, but that's massive output. And so you have to understand that if you're looking at something like this, you know, you're going, okay, how can I make some mailbox money? How can I make money while I sleep? Well, we understand the financial investments in real estate, but let's keep this. I want to focus our time on this for those of you who are thinking about a side hustle. And I want you to guard against two specific traps. The first trap I think is painfully obvious, and we don't have to spend a lot of time breaking this down, but that's getting duped, being lied to, scammed, right? It's not what they said it was. I remember recently I was on the Ramsey Show co-hosting with Dave Ramsey, and I believe it was about a month ago, we got a phone call from a guy who got scammed on crypto. It wasn't actual real crypto exchange. He wasn't actually buying anything. To the tune of $40,000, he got scammed. Why? He told us on the phone, man, it was so convincing. It was like, hey, this is a hot investment. It's a great time to get in. Really quick return, almost little to no risk. And he didn't do his homework. It sounded too good to be true. And there's a reason why they came up with that phrase, it's too good to be true, because it's too good to be true. I think it's too outrageous to be believed. I flip it. You know, I was recently looking at cars. I got a kid that needs a car coming up, Alex, in a couple months. So I'm looking for something, you know, and I see this thing on Facebook Marketplace, and I'm telling you, it looks fantastic. I mean, it's unbelievable what it looks like on the outside. Then I realize there's no pictures on the inside. Then I read down a little bit further. Well, there's a rebuilt title. That freaked me out a little bit. And then the guy's profile, you know, I was like, I had questions. And I was like, okay, let me look this up. So I put in the same vehicle, same year, same mileage, and it was almost double everywhere else. And I'm still looking at it, Alex, and I'm going, boy, that's a great deal. I may have just discovered the deal of the century. And then I realized, come on, Ken, if it's not available for that anywhere else, something's not adding up. Something's not adding up. You say, what'd you do? I said, it's so outrageous. It can't be believed. It can't be believed. Something's not adding up. I'm going to get ripped off. And I walked away. I might have been wrong, but I can tell you what I didn't have happen to me. I didn't get ripped off. And so I want you to be very careful of these things. Well, you could spin this up quickly. You don't have to put as much time in it. It's a hands-off business. Is it? Is it? Or is it a scam? Is it a trap? Playing on your emotions. If you really want to generate passive income, you need to sign up for massive effort. The great entrepreneurs who run small businesses who just check in on their business. I got some friends like that. They live their life in shorts and flip-flops. Love these dudes. Okay? They're just collecting money, but they work their tails off for a long time to get their business to a place where it's spinning off that revenue. And they can say, yes, I have passive income. But sometimes it's massive risk, which you have to decide, is that smart? And sometimes, not sometimes, all the time, it's massive effort. In fact, the people that are trying to convince you that passive income is easy, they're putting massive effort into duping you. Or creating a system where you get all enticed and excited about it, but you buy the idea, the lie that it's going to be easy. Then when it's actually hard and you come back to them and go, wait a second, they go, well, you got to put the effort in. Well, you didn't tell me I had to put all the effort in. That's the point. So some of these things may work, but only if you work. And that's the point I'm making. I don't know many successful men and women who just had a little easy, oh, I only put 3 hours a week in. And it just took off. Can you imagine? I don't buy it. All right, coming up, massive job report surprise and why people are staying. We'll get into all of it next. Hey, I want you to stop right now and just listen to this. I want you to imagine life 4 months from now, but you're actually making a starting salary of $75,000. Bethel Tech has a front-end web development micro-credential that you can earn in just 15 weeks for only $5,000. Coding skills are in high demand right now, and you learn them in less than 4 months. So whether you want to level up your career and salary, or you've always wanted to be in tech, you can get started on Bethel Tech's front-end web development micro-credential or a data science micro-credential, another hot field. Now's the time. Let's go. The next class starts April 29th, and the Bethel Tech folks offer you 10% off because you're a Ken Coleman Show listener. Go to betheltech.net/Ken Coleman for details. Terms and conditions do apply. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you win at work and in your life. More money, more meaning. That is what our goal is for you. And I'm your coach. I know I talk about ZipRecruiter every day. I was just telling some folks, friends of ours over the weekend. Yeah, you got to go to ZipRecruiter. It's fantastic. But one of our listeners, Gabriella, sent to us, sent us an email. Hey, Ken, based on your advice, I did go to ZipRecruiter last month. I received a call from a recruiter within days. Shortly after that, I had two interviews with a well-known company, and I got the job. I never thought I'd get a gig this good. It's what I love doing. And starting salary, 45% more than my current salary, and I get a great benefits package. Happy for you, Gabriella. Who's going to be the next Gabriella that sends me a great email? Check them out, ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. Now, here's the deal. It's free. Doesn't cost you a dime. You want to talk about passive opportunities? Well, they're recruiting on your behalf, and you get to go about your life. And you just get to see what could come your way. I don't know why you wouldn't try it out. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. Check it out. All right. Okay. Several things to get to. Boy, this is going to be chock full, this segment. Ho! Boy, am I giving you all your money's worth. Oh, wait a second. You don't pay to listen to the show or watch it. Okay. Massive job surprise. Nobody, and I mean nobody, including yours truly, thought that we would see a massive jobs report gain that we saw from July. The economy added 528,000 jobs in the month of July. That is about 250,000 more, so double what economists were expecting. With this report, the unemployment rate ticked down from an unbelievably low 3.6% unemployment to 3.5%. This is the 19th consecutive month of job growth and the highest monthly gain since the economy added 714,000 jobs in February. And that was a big boom, as you know, as the pandemic truly began to thaw across the nation. July's job totals outpaced the average monthly gain of 388,000 jobs of the past 4 months. So the last 4 months, we've had high 300,000, which is good. It's a good number. Wow. July blowout. Very interesting. So here's why I share that. Because I'm trying to be a voice of reason for you folks as you try to wade through all the negative news. And you got the Fed raising interest rates. And the Fed came out and said, you know, look, we got to see unemployment spike up. These morons. I mean, complete and utter morons. So who knows what they're going to do now? I don't know what they're going to do. Because these jobs reports, I mean, continue to be really great. Now, we'll see what happens over the next 2 or 3 months. But I think we're in a baby recession. I don't think it's a big recession. Therefore, I don't think most of you are going to feel it tremendously. I don't think you will. So I share that with you to go, there's still some great news out there. And yes, there are going to be layoffs in times like these of uncertainty because companies staffed up during the hot times. And now we go, oh, there might be a storm on the horizon. What do? They batten down the hatches. That means they lay people off. But it's still a very good job economy. So if you're looking to make more money, do more of what you love, I'm telling you the opportunity is as good as it's ever been, despite what you're reading every night on the news. Okay, next story. Here's an example. Oh, this deserves a definite paper crunch. This is a classic example of what I'm talking about. This is when the host gets excited about his news and he forgets he was going to share this. A report from the National Federation of Independent Business said that small businesses across the country continue to raise wages to keep employees. Nearly half or 49% of owners reported job openings they could not fill. This is small business. 49% of small business owners having a hard time filling the positions that are open. That's down just 1 point from June and 2 points from May. So, I mean, for the last several months, you got some frustrated small business owners. They can't find the talent. So, again, if you're looking, baby, I'm looking for that small businessman or woman who's got a great company, great product that I like. It might be a wonderful place for you. 64% of small business owners reported hiring or trying to hire in July. Of those trying to hire, 91% of owners reported few or no qualified applicants for their jobs. to keep employees. 48% of business owners reported raising compensation. 42% of business owners have openings for skilled workers, and 21% openings for unskilled labor. 60% of the job openings in construction were for skilled workers. That's unbelievable. And 67% of construction firms reported few or no qualified applicants. Okay, I'm just going to do a little commercial here. Okay? If I'm a parent, or if I am a person who is outside of the traditional college profile, and I am gifted with my head in my hands, meaning I can look at things, fix things, build things, I'm looking at a trade school and a short-term qualification process to go right into construction, with the reality that I may need to be a skilled laborer for a few years or five or so, but I have the opportunity to become a small businesswoman or man in those areas. That the path to a great life and career in the trades is as available now as it ever has been. Now, let me just give you real time here. Let's say you're 22, 23, 24, 25, 26-year-old dude. And I know you are because that's who watches me on YouTube. Listen to me. Let's say you always were a bad student. You weren't a classroom guy. You hated college. You tried it. Maybe you finished college. Maybe you didn't. And you're wandering through your work life trying to find something for you. And you like working outside. You like working with your hands. You're good at it. You can be trained up pretty quickly. I'm jumping in the construction industry and letting them train me up. Because I realize, man, I pay my dues for 3-5 years. I'm going to have a massive opportunity. I'm just telling you. You never know where you could go. End up owning your own business. Be a multi-millionaire. Because let me just tell you, there is no shame in your game. If you want to be dirty, sling a hammer, use a power saw, ain't no shame in your game. Not at all. Hey, listen, I'd do it if I could. But I barely know how to hold a hammer. It's trouble. It's dangerous. I have to limit my household duties to sweeping, dishwasher stuff. I can hang the occasional picture. I asked Joe the other day if he trusts me with one of his chainsaws. Guy won't trust me. Thinks I'm going to cut my arm off. And after I got over my feelings being hurt, he's probably right. So I don't know. Another story. What is the number one thing motivating employees to stay put right now? Job stability. A recent survey from Paychex and Executive Networks found that 48% of employees said they plan to stick with their companies for the next 12 months. Boy, that's not it's not a ringing endorsement from where they work. Well, I'm going to hold tight for another year. Why? Outside of higher pay, job stability was their primary reason for doing so. 60% ranked it among their top three motivations, along with meaningful work. So you got higher pay, job stability, and meaningful work. Rounding out the top six reasons are strong support system, company growth, and opportunities for career growth. But listen to this. This points out a very big gap to what employers believe is important versus what employees want. Employees are making career decisions based on personal goals and values, right? Development, better life. Yet employees are focusing the recruiting on what the company views as important, such as company brand and reputation, services and products. And employees are going, that's the least important reason for me to stay at a company. Again, leaders, people want a better life to the extent that you can equate pay, benefits, culture, opportunity to grow to a better life and reaching their dreams. You're missing out if you don't do that. We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. So you just heard me coach up Joel. You hear me coach people every day. But the fact of the matter is, in about 6 or 7 minutes, I'm limited to what I can do. That's why I created our Ramsey Career Coaching option. If you want a coach to go next level with you, you got to invest in yourself, invest in a coach, and the ROI, and this is going to be a game changer. You'll make more money. You'll have more margin, more meaning. I don't know. Who doesn't want that? Go to kencoleman.com/coaching. We'll connect you to one of our world-class coaches. These folks are certified. They coach everything from executives on down to just anybody who wants to get ahead in their life. And trust me, everybody needs a coach. I love these coaches. They're great women and great men. Go to kencoleman.com/coaching today. Just a real quick shout out to all of the folks watching live on YouTube. I call them the YouTube crazies. If you're new to watching live and in the chat room, that's not a negative term. That's a positive term of love. They stalk me on Instagram. They very kind to me, comment on my hair, my tan. By the way, everybody get a good look at this right now because I'm about ready to go back to my normal pastiness. Probably October-ish once I'm not out playing golf. I'm gonna look like a bottle of Elmer's glue, okay? But they're really commenting on the summer complexion, Alex. So glad you folks like that. But there you go. All right, Elizabeth joins us in Columbus, Ohio. Elizabeth, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I am living the dream. What's going on?
So a little bit of bad bossery for you.
Oh, horrible bossery.
Yes.
Oh, what happened?
So I was at my job for about a year and a half. Came back from an injury, and I was there for about a week. And the owner of the company came down and let about 10 of us go, is refusing to pay severance. And I'm just kind of wondering, what do I do from here?
Oh, so this just happened?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So
yeah.
So what was the reason given? It laid 10 of you off? You said?
Laid 10 of us off.
What was the reason?
And he told us that our production numbers were not where they needed to be.
What kind of work were you at?
Manufacturing. Okay. But that's contradictory to what I was told doing my job. Okay. My direct supervisor was like, hey, your numbers are great. You're doing fine. You're, you know, we love your work. And so, yeah.
Ah. And what was the the timeline between that comment from your immediate supervisor to the big shot laying all 10 of you off saying your production numbers were down? What was the timeline?
It was about a month and a half.
So do you think they were down?
Not from what we were producing and what I was seeing to what I was being told.
So my point is like your numbers in 1 month, did they go down or did they stay the same?
They went down a little bit, but I don't think it was caused to let that many people go.
Why did they go down?
Just, we weren't getting material. There was another side of the plant that had messed up a bunch of material. So we were behind.
Okay. Okay. So, all right. Enough of that. Bottom line is, and you said you didn't get severance.
Right. I am fighting for unemployment right now.
Okay. Well, bottom line is they're probably hurting financially and he just created a narrative that made sense for him to share. So
right.
It sucks, but I don't want you to take it personal. So the question is, do you want to stay in manufacturing? Do you want to stay in that line of work or do you want to move a different direction?
My experience is in retail, and I thrive there. However, retail doesn't pay what we need.
Okay.
My husband's 50. I'm 40. We're in that class that didn't save for retirement when we were younger.
Okay. What were you making at your last job?
$21 an hour.
Okay. So we need to A, make $21 an hour minimum, and B, if we could do something similar to retail work because you thrive there. So I want you to back out of this for a second and tell me why you thrive in a retail environment.
I make connections with people. I feel like I'm serving people. Customer service is where I feel that I excel. I can solve the problem. I can help fix the problem.
Okay. So that's what I want you thinking. So let's get outside of retail. If you're saying in your area that the opportunities don't exist in retail, I've got to take your word for that. But then if we go, okay, mm-hmm. I'm really good at customer service, dealing with points of problems, dealing with people, you know, there could be several different positions available that allow you to utilize that A, talent. That's what you're good at. You're good with people.
Mm-hmm.
You like working with people. And my guess is you're pretty good under pressure and you don't mind dealing with, you know, messy situations, cleaning them up. Am I still on point here?
Certain situations, yeah.
I think you got to write your own.
Shut down, but
I get it. So here's the deal: the exercise I'm leading you into that is your homework assignment is I want you to write down your ideal job description. Forget where it is. So forget manufacturing, forget retail. I want you to just describe that this is where I thrive. I'm doing this. These are the actions I'm taking. This is the environment that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
These are the challenges that I really tackle with reckless abandon. This drains me. And you kind of do the pros, cons, all the good, the bad, and you create your own job description. And then you start looking for positions that match up to that. I'm also going to give you as my gift a free link and code to my Get Clear Career Assessment. Have you taken that by any chance?
I have, yes.
Oh, you have?
I have. I
should have asked you that earlier.
Actually.
Okay, you got it in front of you?
I do.
Okay. Let's dive in there. I was so busy focusing on the other part of the call, I didn't ask that sooner, but I don't want to assume.
Right. So you want the purpose statement?
I want you to read the purpose statement to me.
So I was created to use my talents of connection, justice, compassion. To perform my passions of protecting, caregiving, and promoting my mission as service.
Mm-hmm. That lines up.
Yeah.
Boy, that's really interesting. So connection, compassion, and justice. That is very interesting. Those are some wonderful talents.
The justice one threw me a little bit.
Once you read the description of how I define justice, right, about righteous, right and wrong, you have an unbelievable ability to see it and know instinctively right or wrong. Do you agree that it's correct, or did it just surprise you?
I was a little bit surprised, but it doesn't really throw me off, if that makes sense.
Meaning, you were surprised by it, but it absolutely nailed you.
Right.
Oh, yeah, good. Well, so then you have to take that into account. So what that means is that you bring that to the workplace, the ability to see what's right, to see what's wrong. You have a natural filter and nose for it, if I could use that term, an old hunting dog kind of thing, you know, like that dog's got a nose for hunting, right? They just see what's right, what's wrong, you root it out. That's a gift. I think on the passion side of things, the caregiving, I mean, I that's a huge theme there, and that's your job description. So since you've taken the assessment, that's your job description. That's the dream job description for you. Now, you got to dive in a little deeper, okay? But that's from 35,000 feet, that is your dream job. You spend most of your day using those talents and doing those passions and producing the result of serving, you're going to be a happy camper, and you're going to make really great money. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to at least go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken and upload your resume, okay, and fill out that profile. And as they begin to send things to you, start looking at those job descriptions so they match. And I want you to be looking in Columbus, Ohio. Where can I be doing this? And I think in the customer service, customer advocacy, maybe even government work or nonprofit work, I think you got to go back to your passions. I want you to read all those definitions and say, where would my heart come alive doing this kind of work? Thank you so much for the call. The best is yet to be. For the rest of you, you matter. You have what it takes. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.